welcome to episode one of a new season of Flat Out, Jack. Excited to be back. A new flat season is literally underway. We've got the Craven coming up next week. But before we get into that, we're just going to say, basically, we've got a few changes to Flat Out this year, haven't we? As you can see, we're now doing this in person, not over Zoom anymore. Tom Bull is no longer with us, of course. He will be joining us throughout the season, though, for the big days to preview those sorts of things. You excited to have the flat back, Jack?
Oh, I can't wait to get going, Joey, to be honest. We've had that little lull in between after the Lincoln. Maybe we'll get to that a bit later on.
Yeah.
But really, from the Craven onwards, we're really in flat territory now, and I can't wait to get going.
Exactly. And has anything particularly caught your eye over the first few weeks of the season?
Yeah, there's a few talking points, I think. Whip bands, there's going to be plenty of them in the season ahead. But I think that might be a good place to start. The Oisin Murphy ban, I thought, was quite harsh. Especially when you consider the David Egan ban for striking in the wrong place. I think that is one ban that I can fully get behind. It really winds me up when they don't catch him in the right place. It's not hard really to get right. And I think that's a punishment we should hopefully see more of. I think it's very much justified.
It's certainly something we probably see more on the flat than over jumps, isn't it? Just based on the size of the riders. I mean, it's something that you particularly got frustrated with Andrea Azzini for over the years, just for hitting the horse just not on the hindquarters,
basically
on the rib cage.
So,
and it's something you'd really like us all to, you'd like the stewards essentially to be a lot tougher on, because it's really important, isn't it? Especially in this age of animal welfare. You know, we want to be getting better.
And credit to Doncaster, they've always been probably the leaders in cracking down on stuff like that. So it'd be great if we see more of that across the country. And in Ireland, to be fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's one thing. Anything else?
Yes. So we had the Lincoln. We've had a great racing out in Maidan as well. Sadly, Musselburgh was off. But at Maidan, there was one horse that was really impressive, and that was Tower of London. To be fair, going into the race, I thought maybe he had a bit to prove. I didn't know if he was up to that class, and he answered those doubts in no uncertain terms, didn't he?
He certainly did. I mean, the last 400 metres, he basically dipped under 22 seconds, which is incredible. I mean, for a stayer. And so basically, with that in mind, do you think this is a horse we're going to be seeing over shorter trips this year?
Well, I think the immediate reaction by everyone was that, God, this is a Gold Cup horse. The way he's absolutely thundered home, he's going to go up and trip, probably shouldn't be a problem. But interesting, Ryan Moore, no. We're going to go back and trip. They've got plenty of ammo, Auguste Rodin, continuous. And that's a real confidence vote for Kyprios, who obviously wasn't at his best last year, took time to get going, and pretty much at the end of the year was back to his best, just beaten in the long distance cup. But that tells me that they're really confident of a proper campaign. They've almost put all their staying chips on him.
Well, he nearly died, didn't he? So, I mean, pretty brutal stuff. You know, they really nearly lost him. So he couldn't be forgiven, can't he, for having a slightly below par season.
Particularly that first run, so
coming back and actually showing some real life at the end of the season there was a real, real plus for them, definitely with Kyprios. So that's another thing. And one more thing we wanted to mention, I think, was, I mean, this is probably something, as many people have said, comes up every year, that we just like an adjustment, as Carl Burke has said this year, an adjustment to the flat kind of calendar, so that we don't have such a break in between the Lincoln and then the Craven, because you just would love that start to the season, wouldn't you, where you get such a big handicap, good punting day like the Lincoln is, then followed by the exciting horses coming along at the Craven meeting.
Yeah, like we've just kind of alluded, you have this little lull, Grand National in between, there's just no need really to have it broken up. Of course you'd need to rejig a little bit, Musselburgh was off, but that's a turf meeting that probably would have been on. They're going to have to be reorganised. But it just makes sense now that get the Grand National out of the way. That should be the start of the flat. I just think it makes sense on so many levels. And Carl Burke made a really good case for that. And it's quite uncommon, probably, for a bit of common sense to be made. And I think that would be a real sensible change. And I think it would be healthy for the flat calendar.
Yeah, you just have to rejig a few things. Easter stuff moves around. Cheltenham and the Grand National do kind of shift about, don't they? You wouldn't want the Lincoln clashing with the Grand National. So you do have a couple of logistical problems to get around. But it doesn't seem, you know,
too
outside the wit of man to actually be able to sort this out and make sure that we start in a more even way. Kicking on to this season, exciting. I mean, we've obviously got a superstar in City of Troy.
We do,
coming back, that's looming over all these classic markets. It's going to be really interesting to see how he gets off, basically the start he gets off to. And, you know, he would be such an exciting horse for everyone to follow this year throughout the year. And with that in mind, what horses should we be following this year? We're going to pick out three, haven't we? We're going to go have a quick gallop through them.
We are, yeah. Just to touch on City of Troy there, I think he's probably a horse that, I mean, it was so impressive, wasn't he?
Yes.
I've really warmed to him through the winter more and more. And I was speaking to you, obviously, off camera in the weeks leading up to this, that I just can't have him beaten in the Guineas now, to be honest. And the way he won at Newmarket the last time we saw him, I thought, Jesus, there's your Derby winner as well.
Yes.
You've got a question. Well, I know you would rather go the Ledger route. Personally, I wouldn't even consider it.
It's not that I'd rather go the Ledger route.
No, sorry, yes. You think they will go that way. Yes.
Well, no, I did. I've heard Aidan O'Brien talking about it. It seems like they want to do something special with this horse. Now, I thought that was going to be the Triple Crown because it's definitely something the Magniers
it's
want.
It's a legacy as
they
well,
want to
it?
Do
yeah.
it, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, with this horse, with the way that their operation's set up, with how Justify is making such, shall we say, waves now, I think they clearly want to go the dirt route.
Yeah.
And so I think if he wins the Derby on top of the Guineas, they'll be very much looking for that special kind of achievement rather than what I was thinking they would do, which is try and be the first English Triple Crown winner for a long time.
It'd be interesting if you, the viewers, what would you do if you trained or owned the horse? How would you go about campaigning them this year?
Be interesting. Please leave your comments.
Highly likely going to be going to America. So.
Highly likely. So is he going to take in the Ledger on the way? Would you run him in the Ledger? And would he stay? I mean, which of those three races, Jack, quickly, do you think he's most vulnerable? He would be the most vulnerable in?
Oh, Ledger.
Yeah.
100%.
Derby, but the Derby or the Guineas, which one would he be most vulnerable in?
Just because it's the first run of the season, I think hasn't all the Justifies so far this year been beaten first time out? Could be wrong, but I think that might be right so far.
That's a big
claim. That's a big negative, yeah. So
it's also a very big one for me to chuck at me and try and get me to verify.
I have to check
my notes.
I recall seeing it in the last week or so, which is an obvious negative.
Definitely.
But I just think I'm hoping and thinking he is a superstar. So, but yeah, Guineas, I think Derby is going to be the race for him this year, where everyone's just going to be timing-wise right.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Right, and well, with that in mind, you were the superstar last year, weren't you? On flat out, 50-point profit recorded, so we're definitely going to be taking very, very detailed notes on your horses to follow. So where are we going to start with the horse to follow this year, Jack?
Well, we're going to stick with Aidan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And I can hear a collective sigh of, it's not going to be that obvious, but we have already had the first casualty of the year.
Yeah.
Shawari, I've had the ticket, keeping me warm all year, 25-1 for the Guineas.
That's anti-post punting for you, isn't it?
Not great. I really did like her. I thought her form with Fallen Angel, Alang, she was 25-1, 2016's, still a great price, and unfortunately, a disaster for Ollie Sangster as well, fledgling trainer. What a story that would have been if she could have won. So I need a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And the one horse essentially from the Breeders' Cup is where I thought this is my 1,000 Guineas filly as well. Fair enough, you can have more than one dart at a race anyway. I think that's wide open, to be fair.
Yeah.
Interesting, obviously, Opera Singer now. She's highly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've said she's had a setback. She's unlikely to go. And the market was strong for Alang Alang. She's now in the favourite. Mm-hmm. Fallen Angel, obviously strong. Dan Sequence, who we're about to see this week. Solid claims with her, hard to pick holes. But I really do like Content for Aidan O'Brien. Now, if you look at all his Guineas winners, a lot of them, I've got them all written down here. I'll quickly zoom through them. Mother Earth, 8 starts at 2, 1-1. 7 starts at 2 for Love, 1-3. Hermosa, 7 starts at 2, 1-2. Winter, 3 starts at 2, 1 a maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Minden, 5 races at 2. You think, Minden was great. Fair enough, she won two group ones, but she only won 3 of her 5 starts at 2 as well. And the other two, Homecoming Queen, 11 races at 2. She won 2. And finally, Virginia Waters, 4 races at 2, and she won 1. Now, that doesn't tell you that his 1,000 Guineas was absolute superstars at 2.
No.
Now, if you look at this filly, Content, patchy record, bit slow to get going, very disappointed at Ascot. She was too keen just took a bit of time to come to her own. She, as you'll see here, she won in good style. Mm-hmm. Going on to the Breeders' Cup at the end, and I mean, this was just a fantastic run.
Eye catcher of all eye catchers, right? Mm. You know, some effort.
Staying on like another 50-100 yards, she's in front. Got straight on odds checker, gobbling up all the prizes I could for the 1,000 guineas. Because look, she's the obvious one. The problem is, annoyingly, just a couple of weeks ago, price wise is kind of as a bandit come in and clipped her in from 25s into a general 16-1 now. I think there's still a bit of juice in that price.
It's not that price.
Could easily still go off half that.
With all that in mind as well.
Yeah, and the general record of those seven winners, they've pretty much all gone straight there as well. I think five of the seven I mentioned there all went straight there without a run. That is the plan for this filly as well. We're not going to see her. I don't mind that at all.
Nope.
I mean, Aidan is the master anyway. He can get them ready. Very hard to pick holes. I could easily see her going off 7-8-1 on the day. Possibly Oisin Murphy. That's another partnership that we're going to get to see more of this year. Mm-hmm. Aidan and Oisin linking up. Wouldn't be a surprise if that's his kind of first link up. Possibly one in the 2000 as well on the Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great shout.
Probably
like
gone
it.
On longer than I needed to there, but it was sort of my 1,000 guineas tip as well.
It's a very good case. Yeah. Very good case. I like it. I like it for sure. Now mine, unfortunately, has basically, you know, some of the gloss been taken off it since I've been going on about her all winter.
You have,
but sadly enough, we couldn't get this out in time.
No.
So now I'm going to look like an after-timer. But there we go. Purple Lily is my filly that I have been really in love with all winter. I thought she's going to be a superstar. I think Paddy Toomey's going to have a fantastic year. He's a fabulous trainer. All his stats have been suggesting that he's just on the up and up. He knows exactly how good his horses are and he places them fantastically. And I think he knows he's got a good one here. Interesting point on the side. I mean, this is what I noticed. Lilac Roller won the other day as well. Very impressive filly.
She did.
Now, her form ties in with another one of my horses to follow. Now, she is an interesting horse in the same way as Purple Lily. They're both out of more stamina-laden mares from stamina families, but by very fast stallions. And this Purple Lily is exactly the same, by Calyx. Mm-hmm. Interesting blend. It's not the traditional way that people, you know, when you talk to people about breeding, they'll tend to like want to breed like with like. And these two fillies are both kind of breaking that mold a touch, you know, going with real pacey, kind of bringing a lot of pace into rather more stamina-laden families. I just thought it'd be an interesting point to see where maybe Paddy's seeing a little bit of value maybe in the horses he's buying in that manner. Anyway, she made her debut at Galway in a race that Dermot Weld targets every year with a pretty decent Aga Khan horse. Did the same this year. In the past, the likes of Legatissimo has won that race. You know, really, it's a really nice race. Tarnawa, the filly last year. What's her name? Tahira.
Tahira,
yeah.
I was going to say Tarnawa again, you've just said Tahira, yeah.
It was Tahira who made her debut in that race. And so it's often won by a nice one. And she went round at the back and quickened up, showed a really nice turn of foot to go and nab the leader on the line. I thought it was a really impressive performance on debut, really nice to win like that. She's since gone to Nace and beaten the boys, which I thought was seriously impressive. You always, you know, it's something you always pick out, isn't it? Early season, start of the year for these young horses.
Can always
young
mark
horses.
That up, I think.
You mark it up when they beat the boys. And so she's a really exciting filly. It'd be interesting to see where Paddy goes next. Where would you go with her? Would you go for
I was just about to ask you that.
Irish? I personally would go to the Irish guineas myself.
I agree,
I think it'd be the shrewder choice.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
it does.
I mean, we've seen that she handles the soft ground, so I don't think, as much as I think she'll appreciate nice ground, the fact that she handles it, I think it's often a weaker race, and I think it might be the way to go with this one, personally, you know. But we'll see. She's a nice horse. Really like her. I really like her turn of foot. I like it. She's really, really eye-catching in the way that she kind of makes everything look so easy and puts a race to bed quickly. Right, next one, kicking on.
So, going to go a bit more of a dark horse here. Yep. Only one start, a maiden. But this horse really caught my eye straight in the track after watching it at the back end there. There's not too much to go on. We'll see him here at Newmarket. Look, simple debut. Green as grass, learning on the job, staying on nicely. Lovely pedigree for Ed Walker. And I just expect this horse to come on leaps and bounds this year. I must admit, I have spoke to George Baker, who does a bit for Racing TV. He's been in. He's given me a positive report on him, which is what you want to hear.
Certainly. Gorgeous George.
Yeah. So, no, but very promising early reports. They've given lots of big entries, and that's Al Makan. Yeah, very
left
much.
Left us waiting for a while there.
Yeah,
The suspense was building. I felt it building.
In my head, I'd already said the name, but yes, Alma Kam. A little tidbit for you here. Alma Kam, Sheikh Ahmed's horses all have names with seven letters.
Jesus, did you just notice that yourself?
No, no. So that was from my days when I worked at Haggis, obviously.
Ah, yes,
yeah, plenty. All of them, seven letters in the name. Some of them with two words, Red Dune, right. I think, for Michael Jarvis back in the day. But
does he have an affection for the number seven? Is that?
I have no idea, to be honest. Right, well, but yeah.
You can ask him next time, yeah? Next
possibly, time yeah. I've never met the guy, but...
Right, on we go.
Yeah, Sheikh Ahmed's Al Makam is my second horse to follow this year. I think he could be really exciting.
Lovely stuff. I guess it's mine next.
Back it is,
to me.
Yeah.
Back to me. Al Riffer. You like Al Riffer too, don't you?
I did. He disappointed me last year. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't give him up on him just yet.
That run behind the Arc winner, very impressive, wasn't it, in hindsight?
It was, yeah.
In hindsight, I mean, definitely, you know, Rouget probably would have led off the Arc winner just a little bit.
Yeah, he wouldn't be, but it was still
a very impressive very performance, you know, and then he let the one get away from him, the Curra.
Mm.
He's clearly had some problems. We all know he didn't have a good year, and the same way in your beer, I'm willing to let him go. He just, everything last year, Kevin Blake said this recently, you know, he just got problems at the wrong time, and it just completely destabilised his season. But he's a very, very classy horse. As an older horse, I think coming back this year, Wootton Bassett is just flying. We're going to be seeing more and more of that Wootton Bassett Galileo Cross. Sure. It's just going to be the future. And I think he just has that real bit of class. Now what I like most is that he's obviously still a colt. And in that race in France, he made a real dart through quite a tight gap, showed a really good turn of pace. He showed a real appetite for racing, which as these horses get a bit older, you never really know, do you? I mean, Adyar was one, I thought, last year that just clearly had just lost the love of racing completely and just stopped wanting to do it. And when they're colts, there's not a lot you can do about it bar the cruelest cut of all. And that's not something you're going to be doing with such an impressive horse like Adyar. Or Al Riffer. So I liked his attitude. I thought he kept some of that attitude for his three-year-old year. And I just think he has a hell of a lot of talent, this horse. So we could be seeing him back in the, making a mark on those big races this year. On to the next one. Third.
So the third one.
Third and final.
If we'd done this a month ago,
yeah,
I didn't even know this horse existed.
Which we did do, but you know, that's another flat out loss to the world.
We did a pilot. But this time, hopefully, we're off the mark.
Yeah.
Now, just because I hadn't heard of the horse
a
month ago, it's not just a sort of chucking that one out there.
Yeah.
There is a bit of sentimentality to this one, and that's
You've decided to go with the sentimental one.
We have, yes, because I was just really impressed with the performance, and so I will name the filly straight off the bat is Rainbow's Edge, trained by John Thady Gosden.
Yeah.
She won her debut at Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
What do Enable, Stradivarius, Without Parole and Rainbow's Edge have in common?
Sadly, you've already given me the answer. Did they all win at Newcastle first time up?
They did, yes.
There we go.
Now, there's not much credence to that. They obviously just found that race for her. I have high doubts that she's going to be nowhere close to that. But I do think she's going to be progressive filly this year. She's won over a mile first time out. I wouldn't say it was all that impressive for the first sort of three quarters of the race, would you? But by the line, very much on top, hands and heels stuff, wasn't given a hard race. I think it was a lovely introduction.
Mm-hmm. Go check it out, viewers.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. I thought she was under the pump soon enough.
Yes, but if you would look at the pedigree and you think Knight of Thunder out of memory, God, the furthest she'll stay maybe is a mile.
Yeah.
But if you look at her siblings, Call to Mind, he was a Galileo. 2 mile horse.
Yes.
There's plenty of stamina if you look close enough there. And I think
she is by Knight of Thunder.
She is, yes. But he does get the odd two or three that can go over a mile and a half. Global Storm, I think, off the top of my head, I hope he is a Knight of Thunder. I think he is.
Don't worry, we'll check it later.
He's a 2 mile. If not, it's getting cut.
And it won't make the cut.
But if this is staying in, he's a Knight of Thunder.
He's correct.
So, yes. Rainbow's Edge. But the thing I really like about her.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's a bit sentimental. During my time at William Haggis's, we had a horse called Recorder, who was probably the most talented horse we had in my three years there. He raced three times as a two-year-old, and he was by far, by a mile, our best two-year-old. He ended up winning the Acom on his third and final start, but he injured a tendon in that race.
Yeah.
Sadly, we never saw him again. He's now standing at Studded in France. But I'm certain he would have put up a huge performance in the Guineas. It was won by Galileo Gold. Not a great Guineas, let's be honest. But
no.
I honestly think this horse was a real tool. He really was. And it's just a shame we never got him back. He was so, so talented. Some of the best work I ever saw there. He was just such a given horse, a Galileo. Mm. We don't have too much time left with him either, do we? But
Well, he doesn't have any time.
No, but you know what I mean, of his progeny, of course. God rest him.
Yeah.
Rainbow's Edge, really, really promising debut. I thought there's lots more to come for her. She's going to step up and trip, mile and a half, maybe as her trip this season.
She
lost to like.
Shaped like a solid mile and a half horse, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Like, it was all her best work was in the final furlong. She looked slow. She did look slow.
I don't mind that.
Being out of memory, that was a concern to me. Mm. But there's definitely something there.
There is.
I mean, we don't know what to make of the race, but obviously, we never do.
She's also the absolute double of Recorder as well. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So that is a good vote for her, for sure. So interesting. Go check it out. That's a nice shout from Jack in the sense that it's one that maybe a good few viewers would have missed.
Yeah, I think that's another one. It might have just flown under the radar. Obviously, everyone's gearing up for...
Exactly.
Your Cheltenham main entry, that might have just flown under the radar.
Exactly. And we don't like to give you obvious shouts for our horses
to
follow, do we?
We don't.
Well,
not
too obvious.
Anyone could give you City of Troy, Henry Longfellow, etc. So.
Certainly could. Henry Longfellow's going a little bit under the radar, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Could be a right superstar that kind of, obviously, we are very excited to see him, but being in the shadow of City of Troy at the moment.
He's just going to absolutely dominate over a mile and 10 furlongs this year, is he not?
He's going to go to all the races that Paddington went to last year.
Yeah. Minden is arguably Aidan's best ever horse, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I absolutely adored her. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I love him as well. Done absolutely nothing wrong.
Nope.
Versatile with the ground. He's obviously got plenty of speed, so it's obvious that City of Troy is going to go up and trip.
The Stream, horse I really like, by the way. Another Wootton Bassett. Very, very nice horse. He's thumped him twice. And then he's gone to France and impressed.
No, I think that's it.
So Frank the Form, high in the sky. So very, very, very exciting horse.
It's a very good point. He probably has gone a little bit under the radar just sheerly because of...
This monster.
Yes.
That's possibly...
He is a monster as well, I think.
He certainly is. It'll be really interesting if they ever clashed.
I don't think that we'll ever see that, unfortunately.
Never.
No.
We won't. We won't. Just something that, you know, it's usually Jumps fans that have to, you know, get excited about clash. Never happens.
It's not going to be a Court or Denman with... Troy and Henry, is it?
No, I don't think so, sadly. Right, last one, Red Viburnum. Very nice horse, Red Viburnum.
She is, yeah.
Another one that was... I mean, my God, was she dropped into the deep end quite quickly.
Yeah.
Not very Dermot Weld style to drop her in.
Which is probably a tell in itself, really, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, going off fab to be opera singer. I mean, geez, and then a Lilac Roller in that race as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it was clearly very, very, very strong form. And she makes some real pace, real ground from off the pace very quickly. Got real turn of foot. I like her. Frankel. She's not the biggest. That's my concern. That is my concern. Is she going to train on?
You'd hope so. It is a concern.
It's a concern. It's concerning me, but I've watched her races back a couple of times, and I just think she's shown some real promise. It's just nagging at me.
Morge wasn't the biggest.
No.
And wasn't any hindrance to her really last year, was it? So.
And as Gosman will always tell you about guineas and last two-year-old races and all those cliches, but she only needs to go in once on one of the big days for this to be a successful horse to follow. She's a really nice, horse. I just, you know, she was five lengths fifth in the Moy Glare. I thought she would. She got into all sorts of trouble there. She clearly was green. She hasn't properly learned to race yet, and such a big ask off second start. So. I thought the first run of her career without ever having had a run before, she ran with such credit and showed some real talent that she's one that I just will keep an eye on. And I think she may well have gone under the radar a touch. So yeah, she just sneaks into my three. We got to kick on, haven't we?
We do.
Got the Craven coming up.
We do.
The Craven meeting. It's upon us.
The good stuff is here.
Are you excited?
I am. It's looking at the cards, it's not... Oh, God.
It's not wowing you.
There's a superstar in here the next few days. There's not.
But it very often goes like that, though, doesn't it?
It does. Personally, I'm a little slow out the stalls. Doesn't, for me, really get going until the Chester. sort of Dante meeting.
Yeah.
And I always do find it tough in April. So keep my powder dry a little bit, smaller stakes.
Yeah.
You've got the horses obviously coming from their winter campaigns, fit from the all weather.
Yeah.
You get trainers, Hannon, Palmer, that have the horses revved first time up.
Yeah.
Obviously, owners like to have their horses, ammo, can get them up for first-time winners. You've got to obviously take that into account. And I just like to ease my way into it. I'm very happy to take it easy sort of through April. Not saying that there's a... I obviously have a few fancies coming up this week. But, yeah, I always just like to sort of just take it easy in these early parts of the season.
Right, let's have a quick gallop through some of those fancies then.
Yes, let's do it.
First one.
First one is Obelix in the Tuesday 255.
I like this horse too. I do like this horse. Come round to him a bit.
Yeah.
Not my main fancy in the race, but I...
He's a bit of a...
Classy back form there, isn't he?
Yeah, so, there is. Yeah. Yeah. Second at Newmarket, yeah. He's on the wrong side. And just finds too much to draw in Killybeg's Worry at the line. He then goes to York. Good race. Fifth of 14. And then the back end is two starts. Soft ground. I think you can just kind of put a line through that. Obelix here, he's 16-1. I think that's a solid enough price. We know that July in sort of rolling mile form crosses over nicely.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be a surprise to me to see him going really well here. I thought he'd be single figure price. Ground, as I say, it's near enough, you were saying earlier, it's near enough good to firm.
Yeah,
few showers about. I think we're going off the proviso that they won't let too much firm get in the ground, but... No. Certainly on the quicker side of the good.
There's about 5 mil
across
the website. It's about 5 mil forecast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that should just come and just probably just tie the ground over to good for Tuesday, which would be ideal, really, I think, for this time of year.
That'll be right up his street.
Yeah.
16-1, I think. Solid enough each way to kick us off for the year.
Brilliant. Newmarket dries out, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Dries out super quick. My only thought in the race, I agree, I echo all of those thoughts. I do like Theory of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think first time up for David O'Mara. He won first time up last year. I mean, he's out of Persuasive. Well, I mean, what a wonderful family. We're both mass fans of Choose Me.
We are.
Choose Me was a lovely horse. I looked after her for a little while. Wonderful, wonderful horse. Mm. I mean, what a dynasty
Golden
she has.
Golden goose she was.
Oh, my God. Some mare. Absolutely sweet-natured thing as well. And Persuasive as well. Obviously, a superstar in her own right. Winning Champions Day, his wonderful Group One, she won. He might want a bit softer ground.
Okay.
I'm slightly concerned about that, but with a bit of a shower tomorrow, that might help. I just want to see him strengthen up a bit, because he looks like, to me, looks like a miler. You know, the Gosling's running him over 10 at the end of the year, and he wasn't quite staying. There's a suggestion maybe to drop him down to 7 furlongs. I think he probably is just going one of those horses, hopefully going to strengthen up a bit as he gets older. Mm-hmm. Those Choose Me's aren't often the biggest, and as we know with Frankel's, they don't often... They often throw to the mare, don't they? So you've got this, you know, you've got this Frankel that's just grey. Yeah, you know, he's not often the most dominant in that. They don't tend to always look like him. But hopefully he's going to strengthen this year and he might turn into a mile. I think he can definitely win one of these types of handicaps off a mark of 92.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's one I'm interested in. I don't think the price is coming in and saying, back me at 12-1. But he's one that I think I'll probably be interested in on the day if he's around about 16-1. Next one, on we clip.
We're on to Wednesday, not too much left to go on Tuesday. And we're going to get out well. This was going to be one of the horses I was most looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
Another horse to follow. Just so happens he's running this week, which is brilliant. Therefore, my nap of the week, the one horse I'm going to really have a go at.
Yeah.
And that is Align the Stars for Charlie Johnston.
Again, that's why we pay you the big bucks, fishing these ones out.
Yes. Now, I really like this horse. I think he's very well handicapped off 79. I'm going to say he only went for 100,000 guineas at the sales. Yeah. Obviously, that's a lot of money. But if you look at his pedigree, Alarcy in there, the reason he went for so little...
So is that haggis thread in there somewhere?
There is a little bit, but you look at that, that's a real top-class pedigree.
Yeah.
He should have gone for more. I think the reason he didn't is he's such a big horse.
Yeah.
Now, maybe there's a bit of risk attached. Obviously, will he stand up to training? You'll certainly find out if you're getting trained by Charlie Johnston.
Cause you will.
They don't give you many days off up in Yorkshire there, do they? He stood up to training. He ran 3 times last year. I think there was promise on each start, to be fair.
We'll
go certainly at Goodwood. He tried to make the run that day. and then Chelmsford last time out. Just that's a good race as well. I quite rate this form, end of year form. We're going to see him. He's just really given no chance to even win the race. We see him here in the yellow silks. Just given too much to do, finishing really strongly. Richard Kingscote has jocked up again. He rode him there that day at Chelmsford. He's already provisionally on. Mark of 79, like, it's funny, like, Charlie has just took over the license, as we know, in the last couple of years, but he's very much been involved probably for near enough 10 years. He's kind of been in charge since then. And they always seem to have one horse that kind of can run up a sequence.
Yeah.
Stepping up and trip, as Align the Stars will do this year, I'd be fair close that this horse might be the one that can run up a sequence. Like, I think he could be a 100-plus horse.
Wow.
And at 79, I really do
he's
think...
He's got a few races in
Yeah, yeah, I really do hope so. Stepping up and trip, see the stars. I mean, coming into his own as a three-year-old, getting stronger, filling into his frame. There's lots to like about him, especially in what he's shown so far. I mean, it's really hard to pick holes in him.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Anything else for the week?
Yes, on Thursday, last race.
Yeah.
Andre Farb's always got to be, you've always got to take note of when he comes over the pond,
he's,
you know?
He certainly
does.
His
record speaks for itself. I just thought the form of this Suviana was interesting.
Yeah.
There's a bit of back form in there. I think the trip could be the most important thing. Stepped up to Deauville on its last start, winning. That was his first try at the trip. He had run over a mile earlier in the season, but quite often you get these horses that are just specialists at the trip. And I think 7 furlong could be just what he was looking for all last year. Classy bits of form. What was most taken about, I'm so surprised to have let him in off 94 here. I think he could be a 100-plus horse. Coming over, well handicapped, often sort of underestimated in the market, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're recording Sunday evening here. We've got no decks or odds for this race, unfortunately. But I'd be quite interested to see what he might go off. He could well go off favourite. Could be double figures. But, yeah, I think...
As we always say, keep an eye on our Twitter accounts before.
Yes, of course. Well, I'll update on there. Generally,
as with the Line the Stars, because I'm sure, that as with every horse we put up, there are prices. You will not be backing that horse at.
Yes, I'd be fair sure Align the Stars will be a double-figure price, so he'd be a strong each-way player.
Fantastic.
Suviana, I think he could be possibly... could be possibly around the sort of margin of win or each-way. So just keep an eye and play off what you think is best.
Certainly will.
Yep.
Is that everything for the week?
Yes, so...
It is quite a thin week, isn't it?
It is thin. Just another horse in that race, Suviana. Yep. Security Code.
Hasn't been seen
very much of, but it is a horse that...
I think probably one of the longest standing horses in our trackers.
Yes.
I'd say.
Was
it Yarmouth, I think he made his way in? Was it Yarmouth?
Yes, he was second to assessment at Yarmouth, but it was his debut on the all-weather. He blew my socks off that day.
Yes.
He's come back, I think, Chelmsford since. Mm. Very disappointing. Race 2-3. He's now in the care of Richard Hannon. Very much a watch and brief here. You couldn't back him. We've stolen money here. But he's got all the talent in the world, hopefully.
Yeah.
It still could be anything. Just one to keep an eye. 88 is probably a mark. It's a little bit harsh, but yeah.
Territory's quite an underrated little stallion.
He is,
in a way. I mean, I remember him. I looked after him at Newsells Park. Not personally. I mucked him out a few times.
Right.
Look after him is probably a little bit.
Okay.
It's pushing my luck a bit, you know, I'd say.
Yeah.
Definitely pushing my luck. Lovely horse, though.
Like him. Yeah, just keep an eye on him. It wouldn't be a surprise if he just popped up at a big price and you think.
Certainly wouldn't. But he's clearly had a bean on. Clear the world of problems.
And very fragile.
Just a couple for me in the two big races of the week, essentially. And the first one being True Cyan in the Nell Gwyn.
Yes.
Really nice filly. I thought she won the maiden just after the Cambridgeshire, was it, I believe?
I think it was that card.
Very impressive. She came up the near side rail, but she hits the ground quite hard, and it was good to firm ground that day. I'm not sure that would have been right up her street, but she's a big, tall, striding filly, big grey, the dark angel on the dam side of her pedigree coming through. Trained by Roger Varian. She'll be making an appearance. She'll be around about 10-1, I would say, in the Nell Gwyn. She's a horse I thought, she really caught my eye. As with all, it's just not a betting week, is it really?
Not
it's never
really,
a betting week. It's more of a watch and learn kind of week, isn't it? But She would be one I wouldn't be letting go without just having a few quid on, personally, if she's in that double-figure price. Because I think she's just a really, really nice horse. And she was just eye-catching in the way that she flew. She kind of changed her legs and quickened there. I thought she was really, really impressive. By No Nay Never. And I do quite like No Nay Never as a stallion for just putting in a little bit of class into these horses. So, yep, she's one I want to keep an eye on. And the other one would be Sons and Lovers in the Craven, because I think there's a few horses in there at the moment in the market. Obviously, again, we're before Dex, that won't run. And he's there, jocked up, ready to go, made a lot of ground from off the pace to win first time last year for Jane Chapel Higham. And I think that to do that in the Rolly Mile, it marks you out as having a little bit about you when you can come from the back and win like he did. Really impressive. He looks quick, turn of foot. And I think he's one that, it wouldn't surprise me, he's around 25 to 1 or so at the moment I'm seeing. It's the sort of horse that could, I reckon he could be there in the frame, hitting the frame, finishing fast, and probably rattling up those horses at the top that do have Group 1 form. But I just think he's the kind of horse that could really run well in a race like that. And you go, Jesus, how's that gone off that price? And then goes on and has a decent year.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Very underrated trainer.
Yeah.
And that would contribute to that price. Like,
exactly, exactly.
She's brilliant, yeah.
It's just, you got the Gosden ones in there. I mean, and we were just saying, weren't we, how short is the Faf? I mean, Jesus
Incredible.
Christ.
Yeah.
Right about the 5-4 mark are we looking at? I mean, Jesus Christ, he must have been pulling up some serious trees all through the winter. But yeah, you've got him just down there at the bottom with Luke Morris. I mean, ideally, Luke's grand would be my first choice, but Luke's grand, you're ready to go, he'll probably run well. So I quite like him.
Okay.
I think each way, have a little...
Race that could cut up, take the three places now.
Definitely. I would say so.
Yeah.
It's one of those where literally I wouldn't be staking more than a point or two on this week's racing. Just up just in little bits just to make sure that
ease ourselves into the season.
We like to ease ourselves in, don't we? I think that's about all we've got time for this week, Jack.
Yeah, solid start.
It's been a very solid start. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, very much so. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's been great to be back. We're really looking forward to another summer full of Flat Out. Please do like and subscribe and comment. Interact. Let's get your questions in. Let's get the conversation going.
Yeah, horses to follow.
Exactly. And tell us more of what you want down there. More of what sort of discussion you want. Do you want us to focus more on big handicaps? Let's pull them apart.
Yep.
Or do you want us to focus on more news-related topics? Please do give your feedback in the comments. But do like and subscribe to Racing TV if you like this content. Because, well, basically, it justifies us giving you more and more of it. Anything else to add?
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. As you see, we're already trying a few changes.
Yeah.
Anything you want to see, we'll try and endeavour to put it in, really.
Mm. Yeah, if you want more George Baker, we can get more of him. Anthony Dunkley, any of these people. Yeah, we can get
in touch with his agent.
Exactly. We'll see if he's got time for us. And more of Tom Bull, of course, who, as I say, will be joining us from the big festivals. All that's left to do is me to say, please do gamble responsibly always. It's supposed to be fun. Keep it fun. And we'll have a very, very enjoyable flat season. Thank you for joining. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you again very soon.